At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Minnesota Tim podcast. I am Minnesota Tim. Some major news broke in the Minnesota sports world yesterday on a Thursday. I'm recording on a Friday. And it was news that has been highly anticipated because we found out as a Minnesota sports fan base that Ed Donatell, the Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator, has been fired. After one season with the Minnesota Vikings, this guy's been coaching defenses forever. He coached the Packers defense for a long, long time. And Minnesota Vikings fans are excited about this decision because, I mean, let's face it. I've defended Donatell throughout the season. The Bills game, the Vikings defense showed up in the second half. The Washington Commanders game, the Vikings defense showed up. There was another game this season where the defense decided to make a big play and get an interception at the end of the game. I forget who that was against. The Miami Dolphins game, they forced a fumble against Jalen Waddle late in that game to secure that victory. So the defense has been spotty, but they had made some massive plays this season. But when Daniel Jones carves you up twice for over 300 yards, which he only did twice in the regular season, one time when he was down by a bunch of points against the Lions, so all they could do is throw, changes needed to be made. When offenses were exploding against the Minnesota Vikings defense, and you didn't see any tweaks from Ed Donatell, no more pass rushes, no more tweaks in terms of how they were covering wide receivers. The middle of the field was wide open. A change needed to be made. I found this stat. It was posted by Score North's Facebook page. It's interesting. Last year, in 2021, points allowed under Mike Zimmer was 426. Points allowed in 2022 under Ed Donatell, 427. That is an amazing statistic. The fact that those numbers are that close to one another tells me something. Mike Zimmer was a defensive-minded head coach. Ed Donatell is obviously the Minnesota Vikings' former defensive coordinator. It tells me that these coaches aren't coaching the highest talent in the NFL. I mean, if I told you Patrick Peterson is the number one cornerback on the Minnesota Vikings, what would you think? Personally, I would think that, whoa, they've got some cornerback issues. Patrick Peterson's a nice cornerback. I like him. He's a good personality. He's a great leader. But by no means is Patrick Peterson a number one cornerback on an NFL team this late in his career. He had several interceptions this year. Good for him. But how many times did Patrick Peterson get burned on a deep ball by a wide receiver? Go back to the first play of the season when Christian Watson beat Patrick Peterson by five steps. Aaron Rodgers put it right on him. And he dropped it. That happened several times this year, too. That wasn't the only time. If I told you Patrick Peterson was a number two cornerback, okay, now you're telling me something. But there's no way in heck that Patrick Peterson should be a number one cornerback on an NFL roster. Eric Kendricks, how many times did we see him get beat against Saquon Barkley against the New York Giants in that playoff game? Barkley would just do a simple out of the backfield And he was three or four steps ahead of Kendricks. Kendricks is slow. Harrison Smith is slow. Cam Bynum, decent safety. The furthest thing from elite. I'm okay with the move that Ed Donatell left the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, I applaud the decision to move on from him. To me, he's a little dinosaur-y, okay? And so was Mike Zimmer. These guys seem a little dinosaur-y, and Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi are the opposite of dinosaurs. These guys are supposed to be a new age head coach and new age general manager. Mike Zimmer and Ed Donatell are bred from the same cloth. Okay. These guys are stubborn. They want it their way or the highway. And they are going to see their plan through for better or for worse. And both of these guys are now fired from the Minnesota Vikings because their plan sucked. They did not tweak it. But my point also is that these guys have not been working with elite talent. Za'Darius Smith was amazing through the first, 10 games of the season. Danielle Hunter had a solid season. But besides those guys, what else did these defensive coordinators have to work with? Well, the year before, Danielle Hunter was out and the Vikings didn't have Za'Darius Smith, so Zimmer wasn't working with a whole lot last year. But Ed Donatell, what else besides Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter did he have to work with defensively? There's a reason why the middle of the field was wide open. And let me just tell you this. Ed Donatell isn't in the locker room telling the defensive players, hey, why don't you just leave the middle of the field wide open? Why don't you miscommunicate on this and leave Patrick Slayton, I think it was his name, the Giants guy who dropped the pass that would have ended the game. Why don't you just leave Slayton wide open running down the middle of the field and let's just count on him dropping it. I guarantee you Ed Donatell isn't telling the players that. Whether it's a miscommunication between the linebackers and the cornerbacks or the cornerbacks and the cornerbacks, there is something that is not being executed by the defensive players that Ed Donatell is telling them. He's a little dinosaur-y for me, but I can tell you this. He is not telling Shandon Sullivan to leave his guy wide open by 10 yards, okay? He is not telling Harrison Smith to collide into Cam Bynum and leave Slayton open to get a big, long catch. There are so many things that fans try to simplify that aren't that easy. Okay, you cannot blame Ed Donatell for every single thing that went wrong defensively. You can blame him for the scheme. You can blame him for the lack of tweaks that he made throughout the season, even when the defense was getting torched. You can blame him for the lack of blitzes. But there is something going on with those defensive players that is not being executed in the game plan. I'm just telling you that. Donatell, as bad as he was, he's experienced and he knows what he's talking about to some degree. Okay. Clearly, the Vikings did not have the players to execute whatever it is that he was trying to execute, which is another problem in and of itself. Why are you trying to execute this game plan when you don't have the players to do it? You should tweak your scheme to fit the players. You don't take a bunch of players and put them into a scheme that they don't fit into. That just makes no sense, which is a part of the problem, which is a part of why Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi decided to move on from him, I believe. And there's this other thing. I saw this on social media. I'm on Twitter, at Minnesota Tim Podcast, at Minnesota Tim Pod, actually. And there's this Brian Murphy, I think is his name. He's a writer for Bring Me the News and former Pioneer Press guy. And I replied to one of his tweets because he's made a nonsense comment. Let me just read it. He quote tweeted the statement from head coach Kevin O'Connell about the team getting rid of Ed Donatello. Brian Murphy is his name. This is what he said. Why wasn't media availability with Kevin O'Connell and Adolfo Mensah today instead of yesterday's nothing burger? Hiding behind a canned statement is cheap and unaccountable. Answer questions. My response was, why does the media feel so entitled to receive answers to every question? KOC and Kwesi don't owe anyone answers. And I stand by my statement. I do not understand why Brian Murphy thinks he is owed a statement from Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi about the firing of Ed Donatell the day before. In their press conference, they're talking about still evaluating things all over the place, and they hadn't came to a conclusion yet on Ed Donatell. I mean, all that's bogus, okay? But they don't owe us a true statement, okay? Why would Kevin O'Connell or Kwesi give the media a quote that they could run with, even something that could be misinterpreted, that they could run with, and then have that all over ESPN, Star Tribune, any other Minnesota websites that could eventually get Kevin O'Connell ripped? O'Connell and Kwesi did the adult thing. They fired Ed Donatell behind closed doors, and they came out with a statement saying, hey, I'm thankful for what he did with the Minnesota Vikings organization. We will begin to look for another defensive coordinator as we build a championship standard for the Minnesota Vikings. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what grown-ups do. And I was looking at Brian Murphy's Twitter, and he says a lot of things that I completely disagree with. Looking at his comments, looks like he's a big vax guy. And looks like he swears a lot on his tweet, so it doesn't surprise me that he made a comment like he did. I mean, as a media guy, I'm sure I would think the same thing. Like, if I was there and I watched a part of that press conference, and it was a nothing burger, okay? There was nothing said in that press conference from O'Connell or Kwesi. But that's what they're supposed to do. Outside looking in, even if I was at that press conference, what did you expect? Even before that press conference, I told you that you would receive nothing from that press conference. Kevin O'Connell is the king, and so is Kwesi, at rambling for minutes and minutes and minutes and saying absolutely nothing. Talking about trying to build this championship team, talking about evaluating, talking about looking at the game tape, talking about constructive criticism, looking at things that I could do better. I expect Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback in 2023. What are they going to say? They're not going to say, yeah, don't expect Kirk back for 2023. We're putting him on the trade market. Come on, quit being ridiculous. This is what grownups, this is what people do. This is what the Belichicks and McVays of the world do. They ramble for minutes and say absolutely nothing so that they don't get in trouble later on. They did the most respectful thing, and they owe the media, like Brian Murphy and me, absolutely nothing. The goal from every single press conference from a professional athlete or a coach or general manager should be to not give the media a quote that they can run with. That's the goal. And that should always be the goal. Do not give the media a quote that they could misinterpret. Because then you're creating a whole bunch of problems and a whole bunch of issues that you just do not want to deal with. That's it for the pod. Ed Donatell's fired. We'll see where the Minnesota Vikings go in this direction. Ed Donatell's statement released an hour ago. First and foremost, I want to thank my wife, Sherry, and our family for all their love and support. Special thanks to all the players and coaches for their efforts in winning 13 games and the NFC North title. I am thankful for the opportunity that Kevin gave me at the Vikings organization. What a wonderful environment the Will family has provided for Kevin, Kwesi, and the entire organization to compete for a championship. Many thanks to the extraordinary fans. It was special to witness firsthand one of the finest fan bases in the NFL. All the best to the Vikings as they move forward with all the positive momentum from this season. Best of luck. I did find it funny that before the Giants game, Ed Donatell said, "It's our time to shine." And then Daniel Jones did what he did against the Minnesota Vikings for the second time. Patrick Royce said the same thing. Here's another tweet. "Gutless Vikings know they are firing Donatell, yet don't announce it at Wednesday's wind-up press conference because O'Connell and Adolfo Mensah don't want to answer direct questions. Predictable and weak. They don't owe you answers. They do not owe you anything. It is smart and respectful." That's what that is. I can't believe some of these media members. Go sit on your high horse and I just don't get it. They're just sitting on their high horse thinking that they're owed all this crap that they don't owed. Whatever. Whatever. It's the wise move from O'Connell and Mensah. Don't give the media nothing, because then they're going to run with hot takes and opinions and yada, 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 and you're going to regret it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thank you for all the downloads you've provided the Minnesota Tim Podcast this month. Over 1,000 and counting, a record-breaking month for the podcast. And I greatly appreciate all the downloads, all the listeners. Rate and review if you are able to. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.